the second and third letters of John. Now, John wrote his gospel, which was a transcript. That is, it was a writing down of all the preaching that he'd done and how he used to normally explain the gospel to people. People heard it, they believed it, and they were baptized. And now he's writing these letters of John to the people who'd been baptized because they had read or heard read to them the gospel that he had preached about Jesus. And so this letter starts off from the elder, and I suppose John is like the elder, the pastor, but he's not with them, he's some way from them. He writes, "To the dear lady and to her children, whom I truly love in the truth. And not me only, but all who know the truth love you, because the truth remains in us and will be with us forever. May God, who is our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, grant grace, mercy, and peace, and may they be ours truly and in love." So I think that he's writing a letter to a church that is being run by a woman, and to her and her children. It could be that the church was just her and her children, or it could be that they're her spiritual children, people that she's had preached to and baptized. He says, "How happy I was to find that some of your children remain in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And so I ask you, dear lady, let us love one another. This is no new commandment I write to you. It is the command which we had from the beginning. This love is love in obedience to the commandments of God. The commandment, as you heard from the beginning, is that we are to live in love. Many deceivers have gone out into the world who deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh." That's why it is important to understand who Jesus was, that he came in the flesh, that he was real, that he had our nature, that he was not a spirit or sort of a half god, but he was really human. "Such people are deceivers and an antichrist. Be careful so that you don't lose what we have worked for, but will receive a full reward. Anyone who goes beyond the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever stays with the true teaching has both the Father and the Son. So if someone comes to your house who does not bring this teaching, don't welcome him into your house." I think he's talking about their house church, because they used to meet in houses, not great big cathedrals or churches. "Do not wish him God's blessing." There were these teachers going around from town to town and going up to Christians and saying, "Oh, can I stay with you?" And he's saying, "You've got to be careful, because some people are teaching another Jesus. Anyone who wishes him Godspeed becomes a sharer in the evil things he does. I have much to write to you, but I would rather not with paper and pen, but instead I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, that our joy might be full. The children of your dear sister send you their greetings." That could be the reference to another woman who had also a house church or children who also believed. Then they got the third letter of John from the elder. Again, this is John as the pastor. "To my dear Gaius, whom I truly love." See, these friendships that you have with other people who are truly Christian, this is true love. It really is. "My dear friend, I pray that everything is well for you and that you may be in good health." It just shows that we can influence, to some degree, the health of others by praying for them. "As I know that you are well spiritually, I was full of joy when the brothers arrived and told me of your faithfulness to the truth, just as you have always lived in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children live in the truth." Now, the truth that he keeps talking about, I think, is Jesus. Because Jesus said, "I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life." "My dear friend, you are faithful in all the work that you do for your fellow brethren and for strangers. They have spoken to the church about your love. Help them on their way, in a way that will please God, for they set out on their journey in the service of Christ without accepting any help from unbelievers. We then ought to help those so that we may share in their work for the truth. I wrote a short letter to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence, will not accept what we say. When I come, I will point out all the wrong that he's done and the terrible things he says about us and the lies he tells. So you see, every true Christian will have this attack from people who call themselves Christians who go around telling lies. This is what happened there in the first century, and it happens today. But that is not enough for him. He will not receive the brothers when they come, and even stops those who want to receive them and throws them out of the church. So it's not enough for these people to just say, oh, you can't come and break bread. They say, oh, but will you have that person to break bread? Oh, well, you can get out as well. The same mentality. My dear friend, do not imitate that which is evil, but that which is good. So this behavior is evil. Whoever does good is of God, and whoever does what is evil has not seen God. I have so much to say, but I will not write with paper and pen. But I hope to see you soon, and then we shall talk face to face. All the friends send greetings. So you can sense this love that they had amongst themselves.